Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Oh, well, finally, Sandra's out of that coma. I can finally record a single podcast for this year. Oh man, our fans must be pissed. We didn't come out with a single episode last year because Sandra was in a coma the entire year. But now, finally, Sandra is out of his coma and we can start recording again just like before. It'll be like the good old times. Everything's going to be great. In fact, I'm just about to record a podcast now. Let me jaunt into the studio here. Oh, Sandra said he was here already.
Ting, 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 ting. Zach, I'm up here. I'm in the rafters.
What? Ting, 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 Sandra, ting, ting, what are you doing up there?
I'm making this thing that, oh, Butterfingers, I dropped it.
Oh, no.
Oh, Zach, I dropped the thing on your head. Oh, I'm so sorry. Let me climb down.
Oh, dear. I don't feel so good. Oh, what happened? Ow. What the fuck, Sandra?
I dropped this time travel device on your head. Well, it's your time travel device. I was just retuning it so that we could go to the 70s instead of the 20s.
Wait a minute. I've just been hit on the head. This is exactly how you went into a coma last time.
What are you talking about? You're not in a coma, but I fixed this time travel device. I fixed it. It's been recalculated.
Time devices don't exist. Oh my god, I'm in a coma right now.
What?
I'm in a coma. Oh my god, that's another year gone where we're not going to make any podcasts. God damn it, Sandro.
No, Zach, you're not in a coma. No, I just accidentally dropped this thing on your head because I've got butter fingers, buttery fingers. Look at the butter on my fingers.
Why do you have so much butter on your fingers?
I've got butter fingers and I dropped it on your head.
Yeah, that was really painful actually, but oddly it's faded now. It's almost like I'm unconscious on the floor.
No, you're not in a coma, Zach. You're not in a coma. You're not in a coma.
But just saying, none of this is real, so none of it matters. So we don't need to record a podcast. We could just do something else.
No, because I watched Hercules in New York, and we're fucking reviewing it. We're reviewing it.
I did make you watch Hercules in New York.
Yes.
So I guess we'll do the podcast.
All right. Beep, boop, beep, boop. I'm sending us back to 1970, and we'll be trapped there until we get to the year 2000.
Why? Wait, what? Whoa. Hang on a second. I didn't sign up for this.
I'm pressing the button.
Will Zach get back to the present? Why is Sandro acting so strange? Find out this season on Oldie But A Goodie starts now.
Brought to you by the Comans Don't Exist Party of the United Space Travel Union.
Imagine a year where a famous bodybuilder debuts in his greatest film that he'll ever make ever.
What year is that, Zach?
Let's write this one, because the year is 1970. Queasy. Ah, surely my time travel device that I have in my head, I guess Sandra made this in my head, and I have no confidence in Sandra.
Yay!
That explain why that time travel device sucked. Ah, I'm gonna vomit.
Oh
Where
my
are
god,
we?
That was so much fun, Zach. I want to do it again, but
oh,
we
no.
can't, because we're now trapped in 1970 until we review the next movie, and then I'll teleport us 1 year in the future.
Why is my subconscious version of you just an insane person?
It all is fair. I'm Jigsaw.
Whoa!
This is your saw trap.
My god, this is my hell. This is my punishment.
We're in 1970, Athens.
Oh,
yeah.
Athens. That would explain why we're in the middle of nowhere, and there's no one around.
Yes, we're in Athens, Zach. It's 1970.
Yep, I guess this would be an appropriate place to review that movie we watched.
Oh, you mean Hercules in New York?
Yes, one of my all-time favorite Arnold Schwarzenegger movies.
Aren't we going to meet some fun characters that become recurring staples throughout the year?
Maybe.
I don't know. I don't really want to.
Probably not in Athens.
It's true. Oh, well. I did kind of, yeah, man. I fixed your time travel device, though. It's actually worked.
Yeah, I mean, it is just a coma, so you didn't, though.
There's no such thing as comas.
Whoa, that's a bold... You've gone from denying that I'm in a coma to denying that comas exist entirely.
There's no such thing as comas or COVID, but there's no such thing as either of them.
He's a coma denier.
Just to reiterate, the rules are we have to be in every year from 1970 to 2000 and review one movie from those years, and then we'll be able to go back home. And I chose to do this because I'm just a bit of a larrikin.
You're a bit too much of a larrikin, I'm going to say. Your larrikin levels are reaching critical mass, I think, at the moment.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Is there any way for me to imagine you as not so insane?
What do you mean, imagine me?
Because we're in a coma.
No, we're not in a coma. We're not doing Archer seasons 6 to 9. We're not in a coma.
So you admit that Archer exists.
Yes.
And in that, there was a coma, right?
Because it's a fictional show and comas are fictional.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
But what if you're fictional? And this is a coma.
You're not in a coma. We time traveled back to 1970.
All right, if you say so.
And now it's time to review Hercules in New York from 1970. Why did you pick this?
Because I've seen it before, and I genuinely love this film.
Why do you love this movie?
Because it's so awful. It's garbage. But it's also kind of fun, and I like it. Although, I watched a version where Arnold Schwarzenegger used his own voice.
So this is, yeah.
Is his voice. And it's great. It adds to it, you know, it's a bit of fun. He's a little different from everyone around him, and it's apparent. As it turns out, I just learned that you watched a different version that existed that I didn't even know existed.
Yeah, so this is Arnie's first movie. He's credited as Arnold Strong in this. And I guess that they thought his acting chops were strong, but not his voice. Because in the actual theatrical version of this movie, they dubbed him over by some generic American guy who's not even credited.
Yeah, oh,
and that's
wow.
The version I saw, because that's the version... Because I did no research into this before watching
Woof.
It. And I didn't know...
You didn't know there was two different versions of it.
No, because the one that you've seen came out, like, years after this came out when Arnold was popular.
Obviously, I didn't watch it when it first came out.
No, of course
because
not.
Because time travel doesn't exist, and I'm in a coma, Sandro.
There's no such thing as comas.
Okay. But yeah, I watched the original... I'm pretty sure I saw it on TV, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Or something like that. I don't know. Ages ago. I don't know where I saw it. But I saw the original probably because it was like Arnold's first movie sort of thing. So it was,
and you're a massive Arnold fan, so of course you saw it.
I am a huge Arnie fan. So I saw it. It had his original voice in it.
Yep.
I thought it was really cheesy and dumb.
Yeah.
And I loved it.
Yep.
I've seen clips of...
The one that I saw?
The one that you saw. The dubbing over... Might be some of the worst I've ever heard in my life.
It's not like... We've reviewed a lot of movies with dubs. Most of them are Italian.
Yeah.
But the dubs in those are so bad that they're hilarious. But the dub in Hercules in New York, it's just... It's like watching an anime that's been dubbed over.
Yeah.
But like an anime from the 80s. Like bad anime dub. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So people joke that Arnold Schwarzenegger, he has robotic acting skills, right?
they say that.
He's like the Terminator. You know. That was the perfect role for him because he is kind of robotic. They replaced him with a somehow more robotic sounding individual.
They did.
Who sounds like a TikTok voiceover.
He sounds like the ghost face AI generated TikTok voice from last year.
He sounds like an AI voiceover.
Yes.
And it's really jarring and really bad.
It's awful, but it does kind of add a little bit to the movie.
I guess. I watched it and I was like, ooh, this kind of takes away the charm, I feel, from it for me.
Yeah. Well, just before we started recording, I watched some clips of the one that you saw with Arnold's actual voice, and it's so much funnier.
Yeah.
I feel like I would have laughed the whole way through.
Yeah, that's what I did, because it was funny.
The one that
Arnold's
I saw...
really funny.
The one that I saw, I was just punching the air the whole time. I hated it.
Oh, no. Yeah, so I really feel like, genuinely, the voiceover completely ruined the film.
Yeah.
Like, actually ruined the film.
Yeah.
And that's the version you watched.
The one I saw.
And I watched the fun one. And it was great. I had a great time. I was having a ball. It was Arnie doing some silly shenanigans.
So
and like,
silly.
Funny.
Yeah. And we'll... Funny. And we'll do non-spoilers and then spoilers as we usually do. The format has not changed at all from last year, except not in a coma this time.
Yeah, well, we didn't do last year because you were in a coma. And now we're finally doing... Actually, I'm in a coma. Oh, my God.
You should check your Spotify. All of last year's episodes are out.
Yeah, well...
They've all been uploaded.
Yeah, because I'm in a coma... And you were in a coma, so in the comaverse,
right.
I could be released.
Okay. The other thing, just before we get into plot stuff, the other thing that made the dub so bad was almost every time the dub was on screen, like you could hear the dub, there was this high-pitched electrical whining noise from whatever studio they were using. And when I tell you that my cat ran out of the room because it was so loud.
Wow.
She did run out of the room. It honestly gave me a headache. The audio quality of the dub was awful. I don't know if you had that experience.
No, because I didn't watch that version of the movie.
So it was the dub version that had that little electrical noise.
That's awful. I am so sorry. Really, what should have happened is I watched the dub version and you watched the original audio version.
That would have made more sense, but also you've already seen it before, so me going into it with absolutely no knowledge of the actual Arnie voice and just the version they pumped out into cinemas is kind of funny.
Yeah, I guess that's more realistic for the average viewer.
Yeah.
But
it was hell, though. I hated it.
Yeah. Like most of the audience, because it's got really low scores. Whereas I'd say the original audio, I had a great time. I mean, fun. It was way more than like a 13% or whatever it was on Rotten Tomatoes. I would have given it like a 50%.
Well, I feel like, though, with the original audio, it's so bad it's good.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's not good. Like, you're like, the movie is 50%. I'm like, Zach. But the plot and all the other actors.
Yeah. That was the best bit. Oh, it was so great. I was happy to... I think the original version with the original audio, which is technically the one that came out later.
Yes.
I think that one... is genuinely the, like, so bad it's good.
Okay.
And it's, like, really fun to watch, so bad it's good. The one with the dubbing over just looks bad.
It
just, like, ruins the like, fun part of it, you know?
There's still a lot of funny stuff in it.
Okay.
Like, the plot is so stupid.
Yeah. Oh, it's
that,
great.
You know, even if Arnie is dubbed over, it's still kind of funny. There's so many great... There's, like... The behind the scenes of this movie just makes some of it even better as well. Because I found all of the fight sequences, particularly the fights in public, I found them very funny.
Yeah.
Because people were just running away from the action because they didn't have permits to film anywhere. So they would just start breaking out into actual fights in public. And like the random people that you see running away in the shot are actually just running away because
they think there's a giant burly man fucking wrestling people. Hey, that's realistic then.
It's very funny. I found that very funny. So, you know,
that's
stuff like that still carries
not
through.
Legal, but you know.
Ah, it's the 70s.
Yeah, that's true. It is the 70s. I always think of this movie as 30 years ago, but it's 50 years ago. Because remember, the whole plot of this is Hercules comes to New York, like he comes to modern times. But this movie came out 50 years ago.
Yes.
So it's modern times 50 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I think this movie would be great remade.
You want to remake? Well, we are going to at the end of the episode.
Hell yeah.
I agree. And I think that this movie is a great snapshot of of definitely pre-9/11 New York, but 100% 1970s/late 60s New York. It's a nice snapshot. You see a lot of mobsters and dock workers and houses that they are shooting in. It's a good snapshot of
The 70s. I mean, it makes sense because pre-9/11 guns didn't exist. So, like, it makes sense that, it's...
I don't understand what this joke is.
They don't use guns at, like, any stage
at any point in the movie. That's a good point. And they are American, so they probably should
be. There's literally... I don't think there's a point where a gun is on screen. And he fights Italian mobsters.
They don't even use guns. No. That is true. That didn't even come to mind.
They
do just go to punch him.
I'm skipping way ahead here. Probably spoilers.
Yeah, not really.
But there are no guns. And if people don't use guns on Hercules, he's in, like, zero danger at any point.
That's
so the tension is a little silly.
Yeah.
But the whole movie's a little silly.
The whole movie is so... And here's one thing about the movie that I hated, Zach. Because I'm a big Greek mythology boy. You know this.
This is my favorite part of the film.
I'm a big Greek mythology boy.
Same. Oh, absolutely the same.
I love my Percy Jackson.
Oh, me too.
Yep. The book that, what's his name? The guy who used to host
Aragorn.
QI? Not Aragorn. Fuck you. The guy that used to host Stephen Fry?
Yeah, the guy who used to host Stephen Fry, QI?
He doesn't host it anymore. He wrote all his Greek mythology books.
Oh,
I like them.
That's where
like
you were
them.
Going with this.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm with you.
I love my my horrible histories, specifically the ones about Greek mythology. I love that. I love that.
You didn't like the other ones?
No, I hate every other episode, just the Greek mythology ones.
What do you mean episode? You mean books, right? Because everyone knows the books are better than the TV show.
That's true. The TV show is just Monty Python, but historically kind of informative.
And it's kind of great.
It's great. I love the TV show. We're not here to recommend that, though. We're talking about Hercules in New York. And let me say, the Greek mythology in Hercules in New York, they say it's Greek. They say it's Greek mythology because it takes place on Olympus.
Zeus, Hercules. You know.
Yeah. But every other god is Roman.
Mm-hmm.
So it's Roman mythology.
Yeah.
And Greek mythology combined, which is fine. Like, I'm like, that's annoying, but it's fine.
It makes sense, though, because even though Rome and Greece, they're different places, right? And they have different gods, quotation marks.
Oh,
it makes more sense that the gods would just have different names in different places, right?
Oh, you mean in terms of the world itself of the movie?
Yes, I'm saying in the world of the movie, some gods are the same god, but named differently in different places.
I mean, that is... Yeah, for
that
sure.
That makes sense, right?
Yep.
And I would say, like, Hercules could be Thor in Nordic mythology, right?
That
would make sense. But also, some of the gods might not be named in other things, but they still live on Mount Olympus, right, with the other gods. Like, it kind of makes sense in that way, if you think about it.
And historically, Greek, Roman, a little bit of Norwegian mythology as well, that all kind of came from the one...
There was a lot of
idea pre... Yeah, there was like a religion pre all of them that they kind of took from and, you know, made
so
their
you're
own
agreed
things.
That this is perfectly fine and everything makes sense.
No, but it's annoying because you've got Zeus and then he's married to Juno. First of all, Juno is not Zeus's wife in any mythology. I don't know where the fuck they got that from.
Hey, look.
Ignoring that, Mercury... Instead of Hermes or Apollo,
Hey, look, it kind of makes sense if like 1,000, 2,000 years has gone by, right?
Sure.
Because we're in modern times now, but it's stated that they've still been on Mount Olympus this whole time.
This whole time,
right?
Yeah.
So it makes sense that marriages went around, you know, he probably got remarried,
maybe.
That sort of stuff. Mercury, Hermes, other things. They could just be all the same names for the same person, or like the other one could have just died somehow. Like, sure, it's never explained. But as someone who's played Hades, I would consider
God
myself an expert.
Sure. I mean, I've also played Hades, but you go for it.
I've completed Hades.
Yeah, I gave up like 20 hours in.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I would say that this makes perfect sense and that you just...
Why would you say it makes perfect sense as someone who's played Hades?
Because mythology doesn't make sense a lot of the time.
That's
and
true.
This doesn't make sense.
That's
Boom.
True.
Done.
I did like how much they kept from mythology in this, though. Like, Zeus is just like, I hate my wife, fuck around.
Yep.
That's just his whole character.
I mean... Pretty accurate.
It's pretty spot on.
Pretty accurate.
He's like, I'm scared that all my kids are gonna eat me. Like, I ate my dad. Well, I'm Zeus. I'm a dumb fuck. I do prefer, is it Russell Crowe who played Zeus in Thor Love and Thunder?
I think that was
Russell Crowe. I like that version of Zeus a little bit more than this version of Zeus.
My favorite is Liam Neeson. Liam Neeson.
In Percy Jackson?
Yes.
Yeah. I watched that on New Year's Eve.
Oh, really? There you go.
God, that movie's bad. It's so funny. I love it. It's very funny. Haven't seen the new TV show though yet.
Oh, yeah.
Around to that. It's better than Harry Potter, though. That's what I'm going to say. Percy Jackson is way better than Harry Potter. Everything's better than Harry Potter. Even this.
Absolutely. Hercules in New York. Especially Hercules in New York.
Sure.
Hercules in New York is the Harry Potter killer. That's what I'll say right now.
Anything else on spoilery to say? Should we talk about Pretzi?
Pretzi?
The character Pretzi, played by Arnold Stang.
Is that the little nerd guy?
Yeah, the man who looks like he is both 30 years old and 70 years old at the same time.
The guy who looks like that other actor that I shouldn't name because he's really problematic nowadays to name.
Woody Allen?
Yes, that one.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
And he's always like, oh, wait, no, because
he's Woody Allen from Wish.
And he always talks like he's a little baby.
Yeah,
hi, I'm Pretzi.
I'm a little weak baby.
I'm from New York, but I talk like I'm a little baby.
Yeah, because he's just like a nerd and a weakling.
He's a fucking good... He's a basement gremlin.
Yeah.
He's a little basement gremlin.
He's a little basement dweller. Yeah. You know if Reddit was around, you know, he would be on it 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
He's a Redditor before Reddit existed.
He is. Man, he is, he's a... What a character. What a character.
One of my top favorites from the main cast of this film.
Yeah, I would say so. Arnie in this movie, he's credited as Arnold Strong.
He's
because,
pretty strong.
Because Pretzi's name is Arnold Stang. And so when they were like, we're gonna cast a buff bodybuilder guy in this role...
Yeah.
His last name's too long for American audiences, so we'll give him a fake name.
Yeah.
And then they were like, would it be pretty funny if we called him Arnold Strong? I'm so glad that name did not stick around for longer than this movie. Because Arnold Strong is a dumb name.
Yeah, I just think you can clearly tell that they didn't have very much confidence in their new lead. Right?
No, not at all.
Although I'm glad he did get his lead role here, right? Because it led to him getting more roles later on.
Yeah.
And obviously his big career.
This is his first movie. I think directly after this came out, he won some sort of competition, the bodybuilding competition directly after this came out, which then made him more popular.
Yeah, he got like some big popularity boosts, which put him in the seat to... be the lead in several other films.
Yes.
Which really boosted his career into the limelight. And then you've got, you know, big things. Predator, Terminator.
Yes. Conan was his first big one,
Conan,
I think.
Conan, yeah.
Yeah, but Conan
and Terminator.
I remember
Conan as just a great role model for young men.
And I'll always remember that sequel as a movie we reviewed.
Oh,
and
God.
I can't remember it.
I will always remember that movie that we reviewed and I can't remember.
Yeah, man, he was only like 22 when he was filming this.
Yeah, wow. He doesn't look 22.
No.
He looks older.
A little bit older.
But I think that's just like 50 years ago, everyone looked a bit older.
That's true.
That's a phenomenon. But like, thinking about it, I wouldn't think that Arnold is 50 years older than that Arnold.
That's
know what I mean?
True. I feel like Arnie from I feel like Arnie from the 70s to the 90s, he didn't really age.
No,
at all. He looks old now.
He does. But like, trying to think about the fact that he's in his 70s, that's crazy.
That's true.
That's crazy.
That's true.
That's crazy.
It's just like how Tom Cruise is also in his 70s.
Fuck off.
You're like, what? What's...
No, he isn't.
What are they doing? What drugs are they having? Well, we know what drugs Arnold had. We don't know what drugs Tom Cruise had.
We know what one of them was taking.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. Look, the other one's taking Scientology. Which
Which is essentially a drug.
A mortality.
Yes.
Just...
Because Arnie was... He was running a bricklaying business at the time with another bodybuilder.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess they were, like, working their way up in competitions while also working, like, trade jobs. Mm, and then... Mm. I don't know how he got cast in this or, like, what happened. It's a really...
Well, he's a big buff guy, right? Movie.
Yeah.
So they just needed a really big buff guy as the main lead.
Yeah.
And so they probably just asked around, you know, bodybuilding places and just found a guy who was willing to do it.
Yeah.
And then Arnie did it.
Yeah, he did it. And, yeah. Then he won a bunch of awards and then got popular. I wonder what he thinks of this. He probably hasn't thought about this movie in a while.
I think he has stated some things about it, okay. But I cannot remember what he said about it.
Interesting. I'd be interested to see what he thinks of it. Well, let's rate it. Move on to spoilers.
Yep. What do you want to rate it, Sandro?
This is an oldie. What do you mean? This is an awful movie. I hated it. It gave me a headache. There's some funny moments, but I think that if you're going to watch this, watch the original audio. Don't watch the
dub. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Although it's really annoying to find.
Yes.
If you can find the original audio, much better, much better.
Apparently, it is on a DVD release from like fucking like probably like 30 years ago.
Yeah. I saw those. You can buy them for like $40 on eBay.
That's not too bad. Yeah. I would love this to come back out on Blu-ray, though. I think that'd be good.
Yeah,
like, just, like, remaster this bad boy.
Hey, Sandro.
What?
I'm giving this a goodie.
What?
Boom.
Why?
Yes, because I enjoyed it. I enjoyed a majority of this film.
Had
fun. Would I recommend this to someone? Yes, I recommended it to you.
You did recommend it to me.
I inflicted it on you. And I would do it again.
Oh my goodness, you're a mad lad.
I am giving this 13% reviewed. Rotten Tomatoes scored movie a goodie.
A goodie?
Because I enjoyed it. I had to watch this in like two parts as well, and even then I still enjoyed it.
I had to watch this over 2.5 hours because I had to take breaks for my ears.
Jeez,
but also for figuring out
bad.
Which god was which.
Yeah.
Because
here's the key with that one, Sandro. Here's the key.
What's the key?
Trying to figure out this sort of thing. Just don't care. Just ignore it and move on with your life.
Yeah, but it's
think of it like a comedy, right?
Mm.
Where they're doing it on purpose to be wrong.
Okay, that's funny then.
But,
in that case,
but
it's also
funny because you know that they're not, and
that's,
they're just really dumb.
Yeah, that's true. Speaking
really
of dumb
funny.
And funny, the original name for this movie was Hercules Goes Bananas. Fact I wanted to bring up.
Now that's a fun fake fact.
Hey, that's a reference to Patreon, a new segment we're doing.
Whoa.
Patreon.com/oldiebutagoodiepod. Get the brand new episode on Killer Condom right now.
That was before I got a coma. So that one actually exists.
Wow.
We put out like one episode this year. Good work.
You're not in a coma, Zach. Oh my god, it's me, American Selly McSeller. And have you heard the news? Have you heard the big news? Sandro and Zach from Moldy But a Goodie, they got a brand new bonus episode out right now on patreon.com/oldiebutagoodiepod. You can head there right now and get a brand new bonus episode on a German movie called Killer Condom. The movie's actually about a lot of different things and themes, but that's not what this clip's gonna tell you. Our main character, what you need to know about him. He is Sicilian. He's missing a nut.
Got a 32-inch penis.
He's got a 32-inch penis, yeah.
Vital information.
Which is a great scene where he takes off his pants in front of in front of Billy, and we just get this giant silhouette.
Yeah. He of course, takes his pants off in front of, like, a lamp, and so we just cut to the other character. We see this dark shadow rising up. Like the fucking ship that Darth Vader rocks in the last movie. Just this giant shadow rocket in, except it's his rocking his penis. Giant penis.
Yeah, the movie's actually pretty progressive, and is about a lot of different themes, and there's some great characters in there, but, that clip, I mean, there's a lot of dick jokes as well, so it makes sense that the producers chose that clip. Anyway, patreon.com/oldiebutagoodiepod. Head there now and get that bonus episode for your ear holes. You can also head there and get ad-free episodes as well for a slightly cheaper tier. Oh my goodness, I'm an American, and let me tell you what, it's a good deal.
All right.
Let's do some spoilers then.
Let's jump into the film.
Like
Hercules jumped off Mount Olympus, slammed naked into a plane, and landed in the ocean.
Yeah, that's basically the plot of the opening.
Yep.
Is Hercules is like, Dad, I want to go to Earth.
Papa, I would like to go to Earth, please, Papa.
Zeus, you're not going to Earth, I smack you.
Ah, Papa, do not strike me with your electrical bolty-bolties.
I'm an old man. I've got... It's just the worst fake beard and hair you can imagine. It's so bad.
Very funny.
It's very funny.
Very funny. Great comedy film.
I love his lightning bolts are just like... It looks like styrofoam painted to look like a metal rod that's in the shape of a lightning bolt.
Yes.
That his, like, servant carries around in a quiver.
Yeah.
And then he just throws them at people. It's very stupid.
It's great. I love it. He's a great dad. And he's like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
You're not going anywhere. You're staying here. And Hercules is like, but I want to go, so I'm gonna go.
So Zeus is like, well then, I'm gonna punish you by sending you to Earth.
Well, yeah.
Ka-chang.
I think he just gets so annoyed at his son being an annoying piece of garbage that he's like, alright, fine, you wanna go? Get the
fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Go to Earth.
So he lightning bolts him.
Yeah.
Which explodes and sent him hurling from Olympus.
Yes.
Down into the ocean.
Past a plane... where an old lady sees him falling through the air. She has a little panic attack, which comes back later.
Which is very funny, because she's like, oh my god, I saw a man outside the plane. Oh. And they're like, oh my god, is that okay? And she's like, yeah, he was ripped as hell, really sexy, and he was really hot. And they're
really
like,
hot.
Oh god, no. Gran's got too much influence from those, from those Greek statues we just saw.
Exactly.
Which is... very funny.
I do want to mention something else. Yes, he's sent to Earth, but during the scene where he's talking to Zeus...
yep.
Because the movie opens, cold opening.
Mm-hmm.
Here is Hercules and Zeus.
Yep.
They're chatting.
Yep.
Halfway through their conversation, we get the opening credits.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and then
yeah.
The scene just continues on.
Yeah.
It's so weird and, like, out
of
place.
I think it's like they had their conversation... Hercules goes away in the huff and then he comes back.
Right.
Like, it's like, I'm gonna go.
Maybe.
Anyway, yeah.
That could have been it.
I think maybe some time took place in between, but...
yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to tell with this movie.
It's a weird one. But also, the song that plays during the opening credits, you better like that song. Because that song's gonna play 100 times during this movie.
It's like... It's like an almost Benny Hill theme.
Yeah.
Almost.
Well, it's a classic. I feel like stuff like that and, like, the production value of this movie made me really excited for what we're doing this year, because we're getting back into the fucking trash. Trash heap of movies from the 70s to the 90s.
We're diving back in. Where we started.
Yeah.
You know, we're coming back to our roots.
We are. We definitely are. And we're wading through all the way to 2000, where things just get fucking worse, as we saw in 2001 season.
Mistake.
Just the same song every single time.
Mm.
And it's a good song, but it's not that good, which is, it's perfect. It's so funny.
I think it's really funny because we see this, like, throughout the movie, that everyone just loves Hercules. They just love Hercules up on Olympus.
Yes.
And they're like, no, he's a poor little baby man. He's a poor little child man. Zeus, Daddy! Daddy Zeus, please be kind to poor Zeus.
Bring Hercules back, Zeus!
Please, save Zeus. Do not let him drown.
I'm Zeus,
in the ocean.
I'm bloody Zeus. I'll hit you all. I'm not bringing him back. He's a little rat bag, that son of a bitch.
Yeah, but he's drowning in the ocean, Zeus. Please save him.
Yes.
Please save him. And he's like, ah, fucking fine.
I like how he's got a crystal ball as well to watch what Hercules is doing.
Yeah. They just sit around watching television, which is accurate for dad energy.
It's pretty spot on.
And they just watch him. Yeah.
Yeah. But Zeus's wife, Juno, is like, yeah, let him die.
Yeah.
Let him die.
I'm evil.
It's kind of base, though. Like, yeah. Fuck Zeus.
Yeah.
Though. But also, yeah. I'm evil. Anyway, Arnie's randomly found by a random boat.
Yeah.
And they're like, who the fuck are you? And he's like, I'm Hercules. And they're like, what's your last name? And he's like, I'm Hercules, son of Zeus. And they're like, this guy is fucking weird. They randomly attack him at some point. That's our first fight scene.
So he comes aboard.
Yeah.
There's sailors. He talks with the captain, but he's not good at showing respect because he's Hercules and he's a spoilt.
He is Thor from the first Thor movie.
Yeah, exactly, right?
That's
yeah.
basically what and this movie is.
Just, it goes into my theory that he is just Thor in Norse mythology, and this is a great comedy.
Yeah. I love that first Thor movie. I think it's a lot of fun.
The first one? The first one's pretty good.
It's good fun comedy, but this movie...
Not as good as, what's the elf one? The dark something?
You fucking...
I can't even remember its name to make the joke.
The Dark World.
Yeah, is that what it's called?
Where Christopher Eccleston plays the elf. That movie's fine.
I don't think so. I think it's pretty bad. It's so bad that I tried to make a joke that was the best Thor movie, and I couldn't even remember any details
about it.
I couldn't remember anything.
It's pretty true. My favorite one is the one with Batman in it.
Oh, Paul.
The one where they made 4 movies, 1 movie, and the director didn't even care about it, so it sucks.
What, the Star Wars franchise? Or?
No, Love and Thunder.
Oh!
Yeah, Love and Thunder. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, and the entirety of the story.
Sorry, when you said made 4 movies and the director didn't care about it.
Yeah.
Rogue One was good, though.
Rogue One, I like Force Awakens / Jedi and Rogue One.
Hercules is like, I don't understand respecting a captain on the ship. And they're like, oh, he's a foreigner. He's not trying to be rude. He's just bad. Which is cool.
They do, though. They call him a foreigner, which didn't even click until now. That only makes sense in the version you watched. Because he's got an accent. In the one I watched, he's just an American guy.
Yeah.
And they're like, this bloody... foreigner? I'm like, what the fuck are they talking about?
Yeah, well, in your version, he's still from...
He's from Olympus, but he's got an American accent.
Which makes no sense.
No, because he should just then fit in as an American.
Yeah. But in this one, he has his accent, which sounds foreign, which makes it make more sense.
Also, because he is obviously a buddy builder, Arnie. So Hercules is ripped. He's massive. Oh, yeah. He's fucking huge. That also would be weird and out of place, though. So maybe because that sort of body wasn't considered the peak of men performance until, like, the mid-early 70s. This kind of predates that a little bit, I think. I feel like wrestling bodybuilding wasn't that popular until the
70s. Oh, yeah. But it's still, like, even today, that would be an unusual body type, right?
Well, like, I mean, true, like, just for a guy to have.
Yeah, for sure. And, like, this is pre-internet, pre-sort of thing. So yeah, just
like, Batman, like, Adam West and Batman, that was the peak of how men looked back then.
Absolutely. So seeing this random bodybuilder guy, you would assume he is just, like, a foreigner. And his weird mannerisms, and his way of speech, and it's like, oh yeah, this is just a random dude. Obviously, he doesn't actually mean to disrespect people.
No, but he does.
And it's not because he's a spoilt demigod. It's just he's a weird foreigner guy. So they excuse him. They're nice. They excuse him. But then they're like, hey, because you're on our ship, can you work for a bit? And Hercules, even though he's like super ripped and could do it easy, he's like, no, I'm Hercules. I don't work.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he says that exact thing. He's like, Hercules doesn't work.
Yeah. Very funny.
And then there's a big punch up.
Yeah, and so sailors try and punch him up, rough him up a bit, and of course he clobbers them.
He, like, fights them off with a plank of wood.
Yeah.
Pushes them all into the water, which is very funny. I enjoyed that.
I think then he also jumps off the ship to try and, like, just leave.
Yeah.
And they're like, hang on a minute, don't leave. And it's like, I'm not sure why they don't want him to leave, but...
Yeah, that was really... Well, people just kind of attack him throughout this whole movie so that they can have fight scenes.
Yeah. Maybe they wanted to question him, maybe where he's from or something. Like, he just kind of leaves, and then they chase after him, which is where he, like, grabs a length of wood so he can push, like, 12 men into the water at once. The fighting in this film is very funny because it is just wrestling.
Yeah, which is interesting because Arnie wasn't a wrestler at this point. He was just a bodybuilder. So he does a pretty good job at the fighting. Like, yeah. Obviously he's a good fighter, as we can then see in later movies.
There's a lot of zooming in though and cropping that I feel like takes away a bit of the fighting.
Yeah.
Probably because it wasn't as great.
That's pretty fair. That's true.
But I feel like it adds to it. It's silly. It's fun.
Yeah.
There are no guns. I'm going to get into it now. They fight gangsters later on. They're said to be dangerous. They are not dangerous. They are like slapstick goons.
Yes.
They get knocked about. There is zero danger that they are in at any point in this film.
Well, there is a point where Herc... Yeah. No, you're right. Well, I wonder if... Because Hercules is... He is a demigod, so for the first part of the movie where he has his god powers, he probably couldn't be shot anyway.
Oh, no. He couldn't would have, be like, shot. Bounced off him. Would have bounced off. It would have been like, oh, shit.
But there is a point where his powers are taken away.
Yes.
And instead of being like, oh my god, I can be shot now. No. His weakness is shown by a couple men almost overpower him.
Yeah. Well, and he loses the lifting competition as well, right?
Oh, yeah,
which is
true.
Like, pretty big for a demigod to just lose to a mortal. That's pretty embarrassing.
But yeah, anyway, there are no guns, and you're right, there should have been guns, because it is America.
Yeah. But I feel like they could have had no guns up till the last part.
Yep.
And then maybe you don't have to go shooting around, but it's like they can pull out the guns and be like, all right, do what we say or we shoot you, and then you have the Deus Ex... A bodybuilder buddies come in and like wrestle them.
That's true.
You know, you could just have fake props. Although I guess they're trying to keep it like G rated or something, right?
Yeah. But even then, this is pretty family friendly.
Even then, give them something intimidating.
Yeah.
But I guess it's like a comedy, so it's meant to be funny. I just thought it was really amusing that they were called dangerous a lot, and at no point, at any point during the movie, did I think Arnie/Hercules was in any danger whatsoever.
Yeah, true. I wonder if it's a budgetary thing too, because this was really, really, really fucking cheap.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, it was, because like gun effects, like blanks and other, would have been really expensive. So
it cost
obviously
money.
That's why.
Yeah.
But you still could have had some prop guns, right? You could have made some like plastic guns sort
just
of thing.
A couple
and
Nerf
just,
guns, yeah.
Yeah. You don't have to fire them, you just have to like threaten with them.
Yeah. Know? Anyway, Arnie meets Pretzi. I'm Pretzi. I'm from New York. I'm just a little baby.
Yeah, because how does he meet him again?
Pretzi is just there watching the fight.
Oh, he's that's
there
right.
Watching
yeah,
the fight.
He's at the docks. Yeah. He watches the fight and it's like, quick, come with me.
Come into this cab.
Hey, random guy that I don't know your story and could be, you know, a known criminal for all I know.
Yeah.
And they're trying to arrest you and you're clearly fighting people. Quick, come into this cab with me.
And apparently...
One second, little man. I need to grab this forklift. I need to hold on to this forklift for a bit.
That was such a fucking random scene. Yeah, I forgot about the forklift thing.
Yeah. He grabs a forklift, which the driver tries to drive away, but of course Hercules, he's holding on to it.
Yep.
And he's like, where is your chariot's horses? Impressive chariot, where is its horses? Which is great.
Is it? I think, a funny classic line.
I think the all-time classic... I don't know if it's Disney, the princess film where a princess goes into New York, modern day New York.
Oh, Enchanted.
Enchanted.
I love Enchanted.
Took a lot of notes from this movie.
I think Enchanted did take a lot of notes from Hercules in New York.
I think so as well, because you have the prince and he pretty much acts the same way as Arnie.
That's
obviously
true.
Obviously, Arnie doesn't try and fight a bus. But
that's a pretty funny scene. I love that movie. That's funny.
I also love that movie and this movie.
Yeah,
for
well,
cool reasons.
You're right for one of those opinions. apparently, Pretzi, who by the way, he sells pretzels.
Yep.
I'm Pretzi, I sell pretzels.
It makes sense. I'm going to say it. He changed his name to sell pretzels.
Oh, 100%
right?
He changed his name
to
sell pretzels.
Put his name on the thing, right?
Or he was named Pretzi because his dad was a pretzel seller. Loved pretzels
classic,
so much that he named his son
classic
Pretzi.
Classic last name situation where you get a name related to your job and that becomes your last name sort of situation. Except in this case, it's his first name situation.
He's not even that good at selling pretzels, though. He just walks around with pretzels in like a fucking knapsack. He's like, would you buy some pretzels?
I mean, it's the 70s, Sandro.
That's
people
true.
People would buy pretzels off them.
It's the 70s. Everyone was poor. That's the 70s.
I'd buy pretzels off them.
Apparently Pretzi has met Apollo before. That was a kind of funny sequence.
Yeah, he hasn't met real Apollo. He's met a guy named Apollo, and Hercules is like, oh, you met Apollo. I know Apollo.
In my headcanon, he has met Apollo.
Yeah,
just makes it kind of a bit more funny. Well, even though your version is the proper version.
You could interpret it either way, right? Because it could be that it was Apollo disguised as a mortal just
That's true.
Which is what Arnold thinks.
Mm-hmm.
But it could also just be a random guy and they have a misunderstanding.
Yeah.
Either way, very funny.
I gave up writing quotes watching this movie, but I did write some quotes down for this sequence.
Yeah.
There's a part where Pretzi gives Arnie a pretzel.
Nice.
And Arnie eats it, and he's like, food for the gods.
Food for the gods.
And then Pretzi's
except
like...
Except for you, it would be like, food for the gods.
Well, it's more like,
America.
I'm from... Food for the gods.
Food for the gods.
And the Pretzi's like, well, I get them from a bakery called Food for the Gods Bakery. Like, shut the fuck up.
This movie is very dumb.
So stupid.
Funny, though. That's very funny, because that's very dumb. It's
dumb. And then the cab driver is like, Arnie, you gotta pay me. You gotta give me the bucks. You gotta give me the dough. And Arnie's like, bucks, dough, what's with all this... A deer talk.
Yeah.
Well, the deer talk.
What are
the
you
box
talking about?
Dough.
I have no deers or bread to give you. What are you talking about? And he's like, no, I need money. Give me some money for the taxi ride. And he's like, oh, I do not have any money.
He does say that.
And then Pretz is like, oh man, he doesn't have any money.
No, but
apparently Pretz doesn't have any money either because he can't pay the cab.
He does the fucking Fred Armisen meme. He's like, I'm just a baby. I don't have any money. I can pay you in pretzels, though. Have some pretzels.
And the cab driver's like, yeah, I'm gonna fight you now.
And then we get a fight scene where Arnie fucking flips his cab over.
Yeah, Arnie like tosses the cab driver to the side and then flips the taxi. Which is like, don't mess with Hercules.
It's pretty funny. Then the movie introduces some characters.
Okay.
We got the dean of a local college. We've got his daughter.
The love interest.
The love interest of the movie who kind of disappears at the end. We don't really see her at the end of the movie.
He just leaves.
Nothing really happens there.
I thought it was going to be like he... And if this was made today, it would probably be like he takes her to Olympus.
It takes her to Olympus or she stays... Or like
or,
he stays
or
in New York.
Or Arnie stays with her. Yeah. Because that's the classic love interest. But yeah, no, he just leaves. So that romance is done, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know what happened there.
Kind of realistic, to be honest.
Yeah. They are watching a game of college baseball. Because her boyfriend... Baseball? Wasn't it baseball?
Discus.
Oh, of course. It was fucking
remember,
discus. Yeah,
because they are athletes. They are world-renowned athletes. Record-holding athletes.
They are record-holding athletes.
These are the best in the world, Sandra.
Yes.
These random people in a New York park... Best discus throwers in the world.
In the whole world.
And for some reason,
also high jump.
And high jump and, like, lance throwing, whatever that is.
Yeah.
Like, they just so happen to be Olympic athletes doing, like, Olympian things. Which is ironic because, of course, he comes around the corner. It's Hercules.
It's
and he's
Hercules.
Like, these Olympians, they do not know what they're doing. They're garbage. They're trash.
Yeah, he walks up to them and he's like, I can tell you all.
I can show
I'm doing
you
my
how
accent because
it.
It's the version I
oh,
saw.
Yeah.
I can tell you all how to be better at the game. Because I
so
went
bad.
To the first ever Olympics.
Oh,
and they're all
God.
Like, sure, buddy.
They're like, ha ha ha, sure. Show us how it's done then, I guess. And then he fucking launches a discus.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh shit. That guy throttled us in the discus. Also, it's really funny, the shot of the discus because the discus is like vertical as it's flying through the air.
I didn't even notice that.
I noticed
That's
it.
That's very funny.
I think I noticed it when I first watched it as well.
Yeah.
So I was ready for it. But it is, like, vertical as it's flying in the air, which
fucking
is
hell.
Really dumb.
Yeah, that's really stupid. So the dean of this college, or whatever, the coach, who, yeah. like, whatever, he's like, ma'am, this Hercules guy's pretty great. Hey, daughter, I know you're dating Rod Nelson, but daughter, dump Rod Nelson. You're now dating Hercules. And she's like, okay.
It's the most bizarre setup scene, because earlier, before Hercules comes onto the scene, he's like, I'm glad you're dating these athletes, because they're actually smart as well, going by their college scores as well. So you've got someone smart, athlete, and then Hercules comes on the scene, destroys them in every sport that they have, you know, discus, spear, long jump. He even long jumps really long, which is really funny, because of how they, like, cut away from it.
Yep.
He's like, yeah, dump your soon to be husband. Get this himbo on, you know?
This guy's great.
This guy's got money.
Yeah. And like, there's a random scene where she invites them all over for lunch and Arnie almost fucking kills like Rod Nelson by just picking him up and like choking him out.
He compliments her. He's like, you remind me of a goddess. And she's like, oh my.
Oh yeah, oh, that's bloody, you don't say that to a woman.
Yeah, and then they're like really aggro about how dare you say someone looks like a goddess. And I was like, that seems like a relatively nice compliment.
Yeah.
Obviously he's like a bit forward. But hey, he's from a different country, you know? Yeah, maybe that's just how they do it. Yeah, then he's like, so are you guys fucking or what?
This is what he says.
He doesn't say
exactly. That's pretty much what he says.
You guys and then, are banging, yeah?
And then they're like, what do you mean? And he's like, well, two very attractive people would probably be fucking.
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn, Hercules thinks Rod Nelson's attractive.
Yeah.
Damn.
Hey, look, on Mount Olympus, anything goes.
On Mount Olympus, everyone's bi.
Dionysus is handing out the wine and everyone's...
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Aphrodite's having a good time. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, but everyone on Olympus is related, so that's disgusting.
Yeah. It's
a giant fucking...
But also canonically correct.
That is what happened.
Yeah. But also, yes.
That is what happened. So then we have Hercules and random... I don't even know what her name is.
The fuck? Love interest, I think, was
Helen.
Her name.
Oh, yes. Her name was Helen, because as soon as she was introduced, I was like, Helen of Troy.
Ha-ha. See, it's so weird that they've got all these things from mythology, but also get them wrong constantly.
They get them so wrong.
Which is really funny. But also, I like the writing in places, so...
Sometimes it's pretty funny, yeah.
Yeah.
So, they're out, they're dating, they're in a carriage, they're having a fun time, but oh no... We cut to the local zoo.
Best scene in the movie.
I love this scene. It's so funny.
Cut to a local zoo where a security guard is going through the exhibits and oh no.
Uh-oh.
One of the exhibits has escaped.
It's a man pretending to be a bear in a gorilla suit.
No. Sandro, it's a bear.
It's a man in a bear suit. It's so funny. It's great. It was so good. And like, he just fucking runs at the carriage that Arnie's in and they just start fighting. And Arnie, like Hercules, who has canonically in mythology fought animals before.
Oh, absolutely.
He fights this bear like it's a person.
Yeah.
He fucking chokes out this bear.
I mean, to be fair. All right. First off, one. The bear would be around people, it's like, so it's from a zoo, right?
Yes.
So it acts more human-like. Some bears do stand on their hind legs and other things, right?
Especially in America.
Second point.
Mm-hmm.
Hercules canonically had choked out a lion. That's how he defeated a lion.
That's a famous painting.
I think him choking out things is just his go-to move.
He does go to choke out every single person
in this
movie.
I'm pretty sure that's just his go-to move.
That makes sense.
So, but yeah, he starts out the fight by just like punch boxing it a little bit.
He also gets it on the ground and just fucking just punches the bear's head like 10 times. And then they're like, that bear is definitely incapacitated. Let's take it back to the zoo. I'm like, its brains have been caved in. Like, this thing.
Bears are bulky, Sandro. I'm sure one, Hercules has gone light on it. He's just having a fun tussle. Also, two, I think it makes sense that Hercules just doesn't know how to fight properly.
True, because he's so strong that he can just do whatever.
But he's never needed to learn how to fight properly.
For sure.
So he just, like, baby wrestles. Also, probably for a god, he is just a child.
Yeah.
So there's many reasons as to why he's a terrible fighter.
That's true.
Because he just wins anyway, so he doesn't need to try.
Yeah.
Very funny. Yeah. Also, the Helen, she's just like screaming.
Like she's in a horror movie.
Yeah. It's really bad.
It's so funny.
Very funny. Great scene.
Cut two. Newspapers. Arnie, so famous now. Hercules, number one wrestler in the world.
Whoa, yeah. We see Pretzel. Prezi boy.
I'm Pretzi. Hell, I'm Pretzi.
Mamma mia.
No.
I'm an Italian. I'm a gangster. You gotta sign this contract, Pretzi boy.
The fucking Jim Belushi looking gangster,
I'm
man.
Jim Belushi looking boy. Hey, Pretzi, you're gonna sign this contract, Pretzi.
I don't have any contracts, but I can pay you in pretzels.
We'll take it. No. Because we want to sign that guy up so he does wrestling for us so we can earn lots of money. And we're going to press gang you into it because you're a little worm. You're a little shit. You're like if a pretzel came to life as a human being. You're easily snappable in half.
Yeah. Man, I think his name was Nitro or something.
Nitro. Damn, that's a cool name.
Yeah,
that's right. They do call him. Yeah. I love the... the, like, intimidating goons that the gangster have, they're like,
yeah, boss, we'll rough them up, boss.
They're like, and if you don't sign the contract, we're going to get a little rough with you. And we are.
It's very funny.
It's
so,
very unintimidating.
So Arnie's now locked into a weird contract where if he does anything wrong, he'll be killed by a bunch of Italian mobsters.
Well, they just want to make sure he earns the money. So he's just got to win. And so they... he does some wrestling for them.
Yeah.
He wrestles some people. He becomes famous. Everyone's like, wow, this guy's so strong. And he's like, yeah, I'm the strongest in the world. And then another strong guy's like, hey, but I'm actually the strongest guy in the world. We should have a competition.
That's right. What's his name? Monstro is like, I'm gonna challenge you.
My favorite boss from Binding of Isaac.
I thought that as well. I was like, it's my favorite.
I knew you would think that.
My favorite Binding of Isaac boss. He's like, it's time to on TV do some weightlifting.
Meanwhile, gods are plotting.
Well, there's one quick scene I wanted to mention before then. Arnold and Helen are walking down the street and they see a poster for a Hercules movie. And that poster is the poster of the movie we're watching.
Whoa.
It's the same poster.
Meta.
Which is kind of crazy. I was like, that's kind of fun.
That's great, because you have then Arnie playing Hercules complaining about Arnie playing Hercules.
Yeah, that's true.
But also, it doesn't make sense for Hercules to complain about this, because he would have seen... artist depiction of him before, right?
Yeah, he's and he's walking god, around right? and he's seeing statues of like his
other
friends
gods.
And,
like he would probably be used to people making depictions of himself.
Yeah,
but maybe it's just because it's so realistic or something, or it's like a poster in a movie. Like, yeah, he goes a little overboard, I'd say. But maybe he just has a little tantrum moment.
Yeah.
I don't know, big child boy. He takes off his shirt and starts flexing on the street.
That was really good.
Helena's like, oh my.
Put your shirt back on.
we should get you out of here, though. But ooh.
That was very funny.
It was dumb.
I've got a random note here that just says, Pretzi is just too much. I don't know what that was in reference to.
What was Prancy doing?
I don't remember what he was doing during this section.
Maybe he was reading Norse mythology.
Oh, he reads a random book on Norse mythology as he's drunk.
Greek mythology.
Yeah, Greek mythology. Right. He gets drunk and reads it. That was pretty funny. He goes to tell the dean of the school, and the dean's like, "You're just drunk. Get out of here."
Yeah, because Hercules goes back home.
Yeah.
And is it Mercury that shows up?
Mercury shows up for a bit.
That is funny.
And tries to convince him to come back.
Yeah, because Zeus, meanwhile up the Zeus play, he's like, if he doesn't come back, I'm going to send him to hell.
I'm going to send Nemesis down to send him to, I think it was to work in Limbo or something.
Limbo,
something random
he,
like
he
that.
He sends him to one of the planets, which just so happens to be the Underworld.
Yeah.
You know, guarded by Cerberus, that sort of thing. Which is funny, because they mention Cerberus a whole bunch, how he's whining because his heads are fighting together.
Yeah.
This is a great little tidbit.
That's pretty funny.
He's going to send him to the Underworld. And for like 100 years.
Yeah.
But his wife is like, 100 years in the underworld, Hercules is going to love it there. He's just going to, wrestle famous people and then come back 100 years later. That's not a real punishment.
Yeah.
You know what would be a real punishment, though?
If we took away his powers.
Give him a little bit of poison.
A little bit of poison.
And then temporarily take his powers away. So she goes over and coerces the lady, instead of sending him to hell, to just secretly take away his powers.
So Zeus tells Nemesis to send Hercules to hell.
Yeah.
Juno is like, "Hey, Nemesis, actually, give him this powder, it'll take away his strength." And Nemesis is like, "I'll do that instead, because I'm a cheeky god. I love doing that sort of stuff."
She gets threatened and coerced into it because...
I mean, that too.
But, she's a cheeky god.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, Mercury comes down and is like, "Hey, if you don't come back to Olympus, your dad's going to send you to the underworld, you know. You have to spend 100 years in that because your dad's really upset."
And Hercules is like, "I don't care."
Yeah, I am busy here. I like it here. I don't want to leave.
Anyway, so they take away Hercules' powers, basically.
Yeah,
his powers away.
The competition where they lift weights, and eventually Monstro beats Hercules, and Hercules is like, "I do not know what happened.
I'm meant to be strongest man in world.
And then,
why am I Russian?" "I'm Hercules, I'm from Russia."
You can't even remember Arnold's accent anymore.
I haven't heard it in so long.
This is the dubbing.
Yep.
Oh my god, brutal.
Yep.
And, he's freaking out, and so they run away. So then the Italian mobsters are like, "Hey, they did this on purpose. They set us up. We're going to go chase them.
We're going to go chase them down and have a big fight. I will say, though, that scene on the TV of them lifting the weights, that was for real. They were I don't know if the weights were going to be, like, I don't think they were as heavy as the movie was saying that they were, but, like, you can't fake what was going on with their muscles in
there. They were lifting some weights.
They were straining.
There were definitely scenes where they zoomed in on Hercules holding the thing up.
Yes.
Which, in that scene, I suspect, because they're just doing a bit of reshooting.
Like, yeah,
they just had nothing on the things.
Maybe.
But they still had scenes with them lifting up some heavy weights.
Yeah.
Which was fun.
I enjoyed that sequence a lot. I thought it was pretty good. They're being chased by mobsters, so Helen's like, "Oh my god."
This chase scene is incredible. One of the best chase scenes ever created, I think, ever.
No permits. Bunch of mad lads driving through Central Park.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about the fact that they had no permits for any of this.
Yep.
So, the director and his daughter, Helen, they're in a car. They're driving away.
Yes.
The mobsters think that Hercules
is in that car.
So they chase after them. Then
Hercules is like, "Oh, wait, but if the mobsters catch them, they're going to kill her."
Yeah, so I'm going to chase after them.
Yeah, but I'm not going to get in the car.
No. Because for some reason, just around the corner, an actor or something, maybe the actor for the Hercules in that film in
no,
the
I
film
think
in
he's
that
just
movie.
A random
or just
chariot,
a random chariot
because
driver.
It's the 70s.
Yeah, like
and
they
that
had,
was a...
they'd probably have like street.
Yeah, like street could... horses, like street
yeah.
chariots and stuff.
Like Melbourne ones that used to run for a long time.
Yeah.
So there's just a chariot nearby. So he steals the chariot.
He steals the chariot while the driver is buying a hot dog. Very important.
This is vitally important because for the rest of this chase scene, the chariot driver runs on foot after them.
Yeah.
Chased by the hot dog guy who has a bit of, he's a
sauerkraut
to put on his hot dog, which is amazing, and I love it.
It's very funny.
It's
sometimes unintentionally funny, and
yes.
then there's random jokes that are actually kind of funny
yeah,
that work,
yeah.
and
this is one of them. Yeah.
yeah.
So, somehow, Hercules has got his own chariot with horses,
yeah.
and in some of the slowest chase scene film...
fucking hell.
It's very funny, because... clearly the horses are going way slower than the cars.
Yes.
The cars are going pretty fast.
Yep.
They're rearing around Central Park. But the horses are so slow in the scenes that we see them that in a later scene, when we zoom out to watch them, they speed up the footage.
They do speed up the footage.
Of the horses trotting.
Yep.
So that it looks like they're going faster,
yep.
which is very funny.
Very good. The chase does go on for, like, 10 minutes too long, though.
It is way
it
too long.
It goes on
it's
forever.
Terrible. It might be one of the worst chases
it's so,
I've ever seen.
It's so bad.
They do, like, a... They don't have the Benny Hill theme, but they have a similar theme playing.
Well, it's the same song that plays throughout
yeah,
the entire
yeah,
movie,
yeah.
I think.
No, I'm just trying to give the visual of it.
Yeah.
And they have the whole slapstick thing where they're going in circles, passing it by each other. Like, it's chaotic. It's really hard to follow.
Yep.
But then they finally, Hercules manages to catch up with, Helena. The chariot breaks down, the wheels fall off it, so he jumps in the car, and then the mobsters
yeah.
chase them.
Chase them to, like, a paper factory or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, like a warehouse.
It's like a warehouse with paper all over the floor.
Yeah.
And the paper's all over the floor to hide the mats that they're
yeah.
gonna be fighting on,
right, yeah,
which
yeah.
was great. Which was great.
Smart move.
Randomly, so he's fighting heaps and heaps and heaps of mobsters.
Yeah,
he's fighting
yeah, yeah.
all these mobsters,
and
but
he's having a rough time of it because he's a mortal boy now.
That's right. That's right.
Luckily, none of the gangsters have guns.
Yep.
Continuing on,
and so Mercury's like, man, if only I could help Hercules, he's gonna get his ass handed to him, and some random like. Goddess is like, well, Mercury, you could send him some help. How about Samson and Atlas? And I was like, hang on a second. So Atlas is from mythology.
Yeah.
Because Atlas, you know, holds up the world, all that
yep.
sort of shit. Samson's from the Bible.
Yeah, my favorite mythology figure.
What the fuck is this crossover?
Yeah.
What's going on
here?
This is the
dream team I've been wanting all my life. I just want to get all buff boys from history.
Yeah, it's just two random
wrestlers. I would have argued that Samson was probably just Hercules... in mortal form again.
For
you
sure.
know, at some point in this universe. But... he shows up here, so clearly there's just a lot of buff boys going
yeah.
on.
Yeah, and so they, like, help him out for a bit until Zeus is like, which of you bloody dumb gods put these two boys down in this fight? Hercules is meant to prove himself, and then he just takes them out of the sun.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
they show up for, like, a minute.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And then it's like, who did this? And then the goddess is like, I did it. And they're like,
yeah.
Durr. But then, Hercules is about to lose. He's
mm-hmm.
about to get overrun by mobsters. And Zeus is like, no son of mine is going to lose.
To human scum.
Yeah, you gotta make me look bad, you idiot. And then he sends a lightning bolt down and it topples the paper on
yes.
top of them, I think.
It's
not clear what it does.
I think it gives him his powers back,
oh,
but
that
it also
might be
topples them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It might have given him his powers back.
Something like that.
It wasn't very clear what happened, but
no.
Zeus helps... and Hercules wins the fight. Yay!
So now,
uh-huh.
Hercules has saved Helen
uh-huh.
and her dad.
Yep.
We don't see them ever again.
Nope.
After the end of this fight.
Correct.
What?
They're gone.
I guess he just said goodbye and left.
Yeah.
I guess. Because we never see them again.
I think here's my theory, that they got too scared. They were like, this is too... Or maybe the dad did, right?
Yeah.
And he was like, this is mobster stuff. We need to get out of this.
It was actually, daughter, I'm ordering you to marry Rod Nelson now.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, let's go back to the first one. That was better.
Go back to the first man. He was better.
And, of course, the daughter being the pushover that she is constantly is like, okay, sure.
Whatever. So, Hercules and Pretzi are like, man, that was a crazy fight. Let's go to the Empire State Building and hang out.
I'm pretty sure there's, like, a cut. There's, like...
They cut out something,
there was
sure.
cut out something, and also, like, there's a time jump.
Yeah. Right?
There's a little time jump. They hang out for a week. Hercules goes up... They go up to the Empire State Building. They look around the city.
Yep. They pretty look nice. Around the city, but then Hercules, he pulls a Batman. He just disappears on poor Pretzi.
That's true. He like, leaves him there.
Yep.
He goes around pretty much the other side of the Empire State Building and talks to Zeus. He's like, hey, I'm sorry. I've learned my lesson.
Take me back.
I will listen now. I'm humble. From my experience with the mortals, I've learned to be less of a shithead.
I learned I was lying before. I will be back in Olympus.
He said the line.
He said the line.
He hasn't got that line yet. It's going to take him at least another like 20 years another before that line really becomes 10, into the mythos.
10-ish years, something like that, yeah. And, yeah, and I liked how that is in canon with Percy Jackson, that the Empire State Building... is where you go to
if
you want to get to Olympus.
It just kind of makes sense because it's just so tall, right?
Yes. It's a big, tall building.
It's an obvious thing for writers to be like, yeah, you go up to there to talk with the gods.
Yep.
Makes sense.
And then Pretzi's like, oh, my best friend. Where's my best friend gone? And what happens to Pretzi after this? Is he still being chased by the mob? Probably. Have the mob stop chasing him? I don't know what's got... He doesn't have Hercules protection anymore. He's got no friends. He's got a random wedding ring on for the entire movie. Is Pretzi married? Is Pretzi avoiding his kids and wife? Is Pretzi's wife dead? What's up with Pretzi?
That's funny. I'm going to say that the mobsters don't consider him at all. They just kind of forgot about him in
that's
general.
Probably what happened, yeah.
I think they just forget that he exists, and so he's fine that way. And then, of course, Hercules communicates to Pretzi via radio. Which kind of makes sense, I guess.
Sure, whatever. I don't really care at this point.
Because, you know, it's like sound waves and thunder and like storms.
It's true. Well, Hercules, he doesn't really have thunder powers, though. He's just got the strength of Zeus.
Yeah, but he's with Zeus at the moment, so Zeus could put him on the call.
True. You know, Zeus puts him on a call.
It's like, Dad, can you call up my friend? I need to talk with my friend.
Yeah. And apparently, even in this version, the radio would have not been in Arnie's voice for you. Because yes. Arnie never recorded that bit of dialogue.
Yeah. It was jarringly different.
Yeah.
Was that the American voice?
That was the American voice. Okay. That's the version I saw. Because, Arnold never... Because the only dialogue Arnie shot was when he was on set. So he did no ADR, which means he wouldn't have recorded that.
Yeah.
That bit.
It was a weird ending, and I think definitely it was afterwards they like, we need to figure out how to wrap this up, and they came up with a different ending than what possibly they had before.
Well, the movie's only like 92 minutes. I feel like they wanted to pad it out a bit as well, because we do get random flashbacks of stuff that we've just seen.
Yeah.
During this
goodbye
friend.
Oh, that was great.
Yeah.
That was so dumb.
But then the actual ending of the movie, Hercules is like, man, that's my tales of what I got up to on Earth.
Yeah.
And Zeus is like, that sounds pretty good.
Whoa.
That sounds pretty good, though.
Okay, no. He goes, yes, this gives me a lot to think about, son of mine. Yes. How about you leave me alone by myself without looking at me to think about this story
about
that
this.
You told me.
And you too, wife. I'll see you later. Wink, wink.
Everybody leave me just for a moment. Nobody be by my side for a second.
And then he flies down to Earth like a horny Mary Poppins.
He flies past a plane just like... Hercules. He's like, you know what? It's been too long since I went and fucked some random woman on Earth. Let's go. And it's a bit like... It's funny that, because it's a bit like father-son there, right? the son was rebellious and wanted to go to Earth.
Oh, yeah.
He went to Earth. And it's like, Zeus is like, actually, I remembered why I want to go to Earth.
Yep.
And he goes, and it's like, aha.
And that's the movie. Zeus, he turns into a random animal and convinces some poor forest maiden to have sex and have a kid with him.
He turns into the zoo bear.
Because, oh God. That's fuck. Man.
Hey, look, Baldur's Gate 3, it's taught me that bear sex is hot.
What?
It's the thing.
I haven't played it, so I don't know what you're talking about, but that's TMA.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Welcome to Books Boys! Every month, Dean and PJ tell you all about the books they've been reading and make some recommendations from our old favorites, plus surprise call-ins from authors to talk about the works that they're writing, original music, prize giveaways, and more. That's Books Boys on BooksBoys.com and all good podcatchers. Books Boys, get it, buy it!
Zach, let's remake this movie. We gotta remake it now. We're keeping the same format as last year. We're doing remakes still.
Yep.
Because every movie we're doing this year, it's gonna be at least 24 years old.
Absolutely.
So we gotta remake it. We gotta remake it.
Yeah.
And let's remake Hercules in New York.
I think this one would benefit a lot from a remake itself, because it's all about a ancient historical / mythological figure.
It's true.
Coming in to modern day times and having to deal with that, right?
Yeah.
So we talked about what was it? Maleficent? Or no, not Maleficent.
Enchanted.
Yeah.
It's just like a classic, like, fish out of water sort of comedy movie.
Yeah.
There's heaps of them. We haven't had a Hercules movie since the one with The Rock as well, I think.
Yeah. That's true.
Which so I never saw, but...
That's a good question, right? Because I don't think we could have Arnold as...
Absolutely.
Hercules.
Well, no, we could have Arnold as, like...
I think he would be Zeus.
I like that.
Zeus, right?
Yeah.
He would be a bit more of an intimidating Zeus, I feel, where, like, people can't stop him, so they just, like, beg.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, we don't have to do Arnold, but I feel like he should be a main character in this film. Obviously not Hercules, doesn't quite work. But it makes sense that he was someone related to Hercules, right?
Yeah.
Someone who's equally as big.
For sure.
And I think he's the perfect sort of age for a Zeus-type figure.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, yeah, well...
So that's my argument.
Let's put Arnie down as Zeus. To play Hercules, we could go for, like, a John Cena. We could go for someone who is already established. Or how about we go for a random wrestler who's maybe done a couple movies.
Yeah, okay. I think John Cena's actually not a bad pick.
He's a bit too old, though. He's in his 50s.
That is definitely the problem, is he's in his 50s. But that's sort of, like, I was thinking The Rock, but then, like, then The Rock is Arnold's son, and that doesn't make much sense. But, like,
true.
I could see John Cena being his son. But again, yeah, he's too old.
A bit too old.
So who are you thinking of?
I don't know wrestlers. I don't know anything about wrestlers.
Yeah.
There is one wrestler, Mercedes Moné. She's been in The Mandalorian recently, but obviously she probably can't be Hercules. We could, though.
That would be kind of fun.
Okay. Not Dave Bautista. I don't like him. The only guy on the list at the moment that is sticking out to me is a guy called Kenny Omega.
I've got an alternative. selection.
This What's is a, your this alternative is selection?
Actor okay. that has played Big Beefy Boys.
Okay.
That I am a personal fan of.
Tom Hopper?
Tom Hopper, yeah. Mm,
that could
Tom
be funny.
Hopper, yeah.
That could be funny. I can see
and
Tom Hopper.
He's still quite young, and he I feel like he could do a great himbo, you know? He can do the like, you know, strong but not intelligent.
It's true. He's pretty strong. I don't know if he's necessarily big, though. I feel like for Hercules, you want more of like a bigger guy.
Yeah,
I can see...
You could,
I don't know.
He could do a bit of working out beforehand.
That's
you
true.
Could do it. You could do an Umbrella Academy and just pad that boy up.
That's
you know?
Pretty funny.
I mean,
that's
he's
pretty
already
funny.
Done it before.
That's pretty funny.
So I think he could do a good Hercules.
Yeah, I would love to put in a wrestler, but I can't see any. And
nothing
jumps out.
We don't have. The problem is we're out of the, like, golden age of wrestling.
That's true.
Where there was lots of great wrestlers back in the day. Like, The Rock, when he was younger, would have been good.
Yeah.
You know, John Cena, when he was younger, would have been good.
Yeah.
You know, all these iconic, like, big wrestling guys would have been great in this role.
That's
but
true.
But it's slightly past that time.
That's right.
But I feel like Tom Hopper is still a good choice.
Yep.
He can play the dumb big guy.
Yeah.
Just going around being like, oh yeah, I'll just lift this thing.
Yeah.
Topple over a taxi.
All right. For Pretzi.
Pretzi. Yep.
I'm thinking either Charlie Day from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia or Tim Robinson.
Oh, okay. Okay. Not who I was expecting.
Or Fred Armisen. We could do the joke of, I'm just a world brave. It's me. I'm Fred Armisen. I'm playing Pretzi. I feel like Tim Robinson, though, is probably the get. He looks like he could do a pretty good job.
Tim Robinson, he would do pretty well.
He's great in everything.
Yeah, yeah. He would be pretty funny.
Yeah.
I like that. That's my favorite pick out of those.
Mm.
Although, Danny DeVito.
No, I was Danny already DeVito. Thinking that. I was already like
that was
Danny
the,
DeVito.
That's the obvious thing. But we need to save Danny DeVito, right?
Yeah.
We need him in our time of need, you know? He's our trump card. So I don't want to play him this early into the year.
That's true.
So I think Tim Robinson's actually an inspired choice.
We could go for Mercedes Moné as Helen. Like, she's a bodybuilder as well.
Ooh. Ah, that would be cool. I'd like it if... Yeah, I'm down with that.
Because
it's like Helen, and it's like she's damsel in distress. But then Hercules loses his powers, and she's stronger than him now.
That's true.
That would be a cool reversal.
Or what about we get in one of the current big names in WWE, who is Australian.
Ooh.
Rhea Ripley. She's from Adelaide. Could chug her in.
Oh, yeah, I've seen her. Yeah.
I think that's a good one, actually.
Yeah,
you know what? Let's do that.
Maybe she's the athlete he beats, right? And so she's pissed at him, and they have, like, a rivalry. And then, of course, Tom Hopper, as Hercules, is like, I don't understand why you're so upset. I'm just trying to show you. And she's like, I'm the fucking best.
Mm-hmm.
Who the fuck are you?
Yep.
You know, fuck off, sort of thing.
The only other person I can think to recast would be Pluto, the god of hell.
Mm.
Can't think of anyone else.
Ooh.
Can't think of anyone else.
That one's good.
Yeah.
I like the underworld guy. He can have more of a role.
I think more of a role is good.
I would like him to be the one plotting to destroy Hades as well. Although I like the wife.
The wife plot's fine, but like, I don't know.
I like Hades as a character.
Bring him in as a bad guy, I think could be fine. I can't think of anyone who... Just a good...
A villain.
Just a bad dude.
Yeah.
If Arnie is Zeus, then I feel like having an older guy
We could get a big
good.
Buff wrestler for Hades.
For Hades?
We could have The Rock as Hades.
He wouldn't do it. He wouldn't do
really?
A bad
I feel like it's
role.
Funny if he plays a bad guy, though. Or John Cena. John Cena would be down.
Or Dave Bautista.
Dave Bautista, yeah.
Drax.
Get. I feel like John Cena I like a bit more because he's usually playing like a good guy or like. Although I guess not so much in the Suicide Squad, but I guess he was
a bad guy.
He was a bad guy in that one, but like he usually plays I guess John Cena itself was a heel. So.
Yeah, I think John Cena's a good one because he's. Like he's also charming.
Yeah,
and he'd be like, I'm the god of hell.
Oh, and he could get involved. He could try and join the strength competition as well.
Yeah, alright, cool. Yeah. John Cena is in as
Hades.
As Hades.
That's pretty cool.
And for a director,
it's just big buff guys going around. Oh, we can have Pretzel Boy at one point be like, what the heck is going on with all these giant buff dudes? Just like giant rich people.
Exactly.
They all like hop on a bus at some point to like drive to the thing. And it's like, what? Why is all these buff people around?
You know me. I'm trying to think of a director. My first thought was the guy who directed the first Percy Jackson movie, which is Chris Columbus, who did do, you know, some of the early Harry Potters.
Yeah.
But what if we get the guy who did Percy Jackson 2?
Do you want that, son?
I hate that movie. It's a terrible movie. But I think that's a terrible idea. We're not doing that. I think Chris Columbus as the director is a pretty funny idea.
Skull Island's director?
No, he's a bad guy.
Oh, is he?
He's a real bad guy, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Well, then, not that guy.
Not that guy. Although the guy who directed Godzilla vs. Kong?
Ooh, yeah, that's kind of the energy we want here.
Yeah, Godzilla vs. Kong, that's Adam Wingard, who also did...
I personally didn't like that movie, but I feel like it was a fine movie.
I enjoyed it. I thought it was fun. Yeah. I don't know. He mainly does, like, horror stuff.
The problem is it did the first mistakes, the first, like, of the new Godzilla movies.
Yeah.
Where it was, like, the human plot was garbage and didn't make any sense and you didn't care.
Or we go for the guy who directed Thor.
Ooh.
Oh, that's Kenneth Branagh. He wouldn't do it. Who did Thor 2, the bad one? Alan Taylor. Let's get in Alan Taylor, who also directed Terminator Genesis.
Oh my god, no. I don't think Arnold would work with him again. Oh my god. Although that is funny that they have a connection.
Yep.
Oh.
I reckon we bring in Chris Columbus, director of Home Alone, director of Harry Potter, director of Percy Jackson.
Yeah, I think, honestly, that's your best pick out of all the ones you've said so far.
Anyway, there we go. That's our remake of Hercules in New York that they shouldn't make. But that is the episode.
They should make.
No, they shouldn't make them, though.
Because it would be
great. No, they shouldn't make these ones.
Well, I feel like we just need more mythology in general, even if it's completely inaccurate and wrong. Just
Percy Jackson is airing right now on Disney Plus. Just
oh,
watch
that's
that.
That's true. That's going to be incorrect and wrong anyway. So
yep.
That's fine.
All right, that is the episode, though. Thank you so much for listening to The Return. We're back.
Yeah. Well, I'm in a coma, so...
No, you're not in a coma. I don't know why you keep saying this. It's not true.
I think we got one episode this year, which is better than last year. I don't think we got any episodes last year, so... And we had a good run.
You're not in a coma, though. All these are going to everything. Spotify, Amazon Podcasts, well, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts.
Amazon Podcasts?
I think it's just called Audible. I think we're just on Audible. I don't know. We're on YouTube, where people drop hate comments constantly.
Yeah.
It's very funny. I enjoy it. The other day, I was like, why is a random Western review episode we did blowing up? I don't remember. Oh, because we mentioned Americans and their guns. That's why people are hating it. Very
That's
funny.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you. I hope you had a good New Year's.
Yes.
I hope you had a good Christmas.
Yes.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for coming back.
Yeah.
We'll have more episodes to come.
Back for another year.
Extra wacky, extra wild. We've got a few more things. And obviously, we're only going to doing this for like... 30 episodes?
We're doing, 31, 29? 32, a certain amount.
Which means at some point during the year, the format's going to change.
We got a new idea later on in the year.
Yeah, so it'll be exciting.
That's going to be very fun. But I am excited to get through 1972 to 2000 because we don't plan the show. But oh boy, do we have a lot of shit that we're going to do.
It's funny because we're going to visit a few years that we've done before.
That's
as well.
Right, yes.
1984, we're going to return to it.
84, 87, 94. Yeah. Should be fun. But anyway, if you do want extra content though, or if you want to chuck in some dollars and help out the show, patreon.com/oldiebuddygoodiepod, you can get ad-free episodes for $1 a month.
Nice.
Or for $3.50 a month, one bonus episode a month.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Bonus episode.
Last month's episode was Killer Condom.
Surprisingly good.
Surprisingly good.
Listen to the episode.
Yep.
It's a good episode. Look up the soundtrack. It's a banger.
That is a that song they made for it. You're still listening to it.
I have it on my phone.
That's a great song.
I downloaded the audio.
And this month's episode, which will be coming out in a couple weeks, is on Friday the 13th, part 7, Jason Takes Manhattan.
Ooh.
No, part 8? I don't remember what number we're up to.
Doesn't matter. No one cares. It's just another Jason movie at this stage.
Exactly.
Although I am excited because we're going from Hercules in New York to Jason in New York.
We are doing Yeah, that's right. That'll be coming
out
soon.
It's the New York special.
It's going to be pretty fun. All right, I'm going to pick next week's episode. Zach, we're going to 1971 because we got to go every year to a new year. No sleep, not allowed. Watch the movie, do an episode until we get to 2000 and then we can finally rest.
Well, why can't we sleep?
I'm not allowing us, that's why.
Okay, you're very intense, this version of Sandro. I'm pretty sure I didn't remember you this intense, but apparently I did. Good thing I'm in a coma, so I'm already asleep. So
that's right. All right, we're going...
Wait, you saying that's right?
No, you're not in a coma. No, you're not in a coma, Zach.
You were agreeing to the part where you're oddly intense?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm so bloody intense. All right, 1971, movies that came out that year.
Okay, well, what are some movie options we got, Sandra?
I feel like we got two obvious ones that I probably should go for. We got Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Ooh, that is a pretty obvious one.
But the thing is... If we're going to review Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory from 1971 starring Gene Kelly correctly, I will need to watch 2023's Wonka.
I guess it's relevant.
It's relevant,
that doesn't make
right?
sense. Yeah, you should do that.
I don't want to watch that piece of shit. So I'm not picking Willy Wonka for that reason alone.
Yeah, that's... Wow. Wow. There was so much content there, Sandra. And
that's
you're just
true.
Blatantly like, no, I don't want to watch that terrible fucking film.
No.
That sounds like integrity, and honestly, I'm offended, Sandro. What about Bedknobs and Broomsticks?
Oh, that's Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, but...
But you're flying
but not,
in a magical bed.
I've seen that. I'm pretty sure I mentioned that in our Chitty Chitty Bang Bang episode, yeah. I don't feel like it. I want something... I don't know. We're in the 70s. I want something that's kind of 70s-ish. I don't want to go to...
What about Escape from the Planet of the Apes?
They fell off, Zach, at this point. They fell off.
But we've done so many Planet of the Apes.
We've done one of them. A Clockwork Orange, classic Stanley Kubrick. Ooh. Maybe a bit too serious, though. A bit too film bro-y for us. Last Picture Show, also a bit too film bro-y.
What about Shaft?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Not to be confused with any random pornos you might find by searching that up.
Shaft is a... That's...
He's a private detective hired by a crime lord to trace his daughter who's been kidnapped.
Yeah, it's blaxploitation. Again, it's some exploitation. I have always actually wanted to watch those early Shaft movies.
It looks cool.
It does look cool. Just like Dirty Harry, same sort of thing.
Again, if you find any pornos searching that up, that's not our fault.
Well, speaking of that, we could go for Vampiros Lesbos, erotic horror tale.
Wait,
out
that
of Vixen Vampiros.
No, you can't do that.
Why is this on? Oh! Oh!
Oh, yeah.
We do love our Star Wars. We love our George Lucas. How about George Lucas's, I think it's his first full-length movie, THX1138.
Those were numbers.
It's a movie where, in the future, sex is prohibited and drugs are mandatory.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah.
That could be a good
George Lucas's first movie.
What about Silent Running? After the entire flora goes extinct, ecologist Lowell maintains a greenhouse aboard a space station for the future with his android companions. However, he's soon ordered to destroy them. For cargo.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah, it's about the future where all plant life is dead and he has to maintain it.
Okay. I like it, but no, Zach. I'm going for something different.
Oh yeah?
All of last year, we didn't do any westerns until the end of the year.
That's true.
And I feel like we're still in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Westerns are still being churned out.
Yep.
I want to pick one.
Okay.
Yeah,
sure.
And I'm going to pick a movie that isn't just a Western, though.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go for a movie that is a Western mixed with a samurai movie.
Whoa, was not expecting that.
That is called Red Sun.
Red Sun?
Yeah.
What the heck is Red Sun?
A group of gangsters enter a train in which the Japanese ambassador is traveling, and they steal his golden sword.
Oh, shit.
Then they gotta fight off his bodyguard and samurais and shit. It's directed by the guy who did all the early James Bond movies.
Oh, shit. That sounds awesome.
It's actually fun. It's a Charles Bronson thing.
Wait a minute. The poster for this is amazing.
The poster for this is pretty amazing.
Okay, I'm down to watch this film.
The poster looks like a joke.
Yeah.
The first East meets West Western.
Yeah.
I'm picking this one. I'm picking Red Sun.
Yeah. All right, I'm down for it. Let's do it.
All right, we'll do that next week, but we're going to do it right now because I'm going to blast us into the future. No breaks.
What? But, Sandra, I need to go, like, to the toilet.
Nope.
I need to go take a nap.
Nope.
I need to have a drink.
Just do it in the middle of the podcast like you usually do.
That's true. I do that. And this is a coma, so I guess I can kind of just do what I... Can I control it like a dream?
It's not a coma.
Can I affect things? Like...
If you were in a coma, you probably could change things, yes. But you're not in a coma, so you can't do that.
Like, I could pull out, like, a plate. Oh, hey, look, a plate!
Whoa, where'd that come from?
It was just on the ground there. Well, I thought of it, and it was there.
No, I'm pretty sure I remember looking at that plate throughout the whole episode and being like, there's a plate there.
How do you fight this? Yeah!
Oh, my God. I deleted that sound effect, but now I've got to bring it back. That's the episode. Bye. To into the future.
Oh no! I'm getting sucked into the portal. Sucker! No! Give me a break!
I'm evil.